Theon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. A pleasure to be here.
And first, to recap the background a little bit, what got Bank of America into this mess?
This is, you know, by and large stemming from Countrywide mortgages. These are mortgages that Bank of America wouldn't have originated necessarily. And you know, Merrill Lynch mortgage securitizations are involved in this as well. A lot of this goes back to pre-mortgage crisis. You know, these are activities that prosecutors allege would have helped to fuel the crisis.
And there have been numerous settlements along the way for Bank of America and many other institutions. For Bank of America, though, and the others, this is kind of the granddaddy settlement that we're looking at.
That's right. I mean, Bank of America has, you know, to date, reached settlements and legal costs, you know, more than $60 billion since the crisis, and that's more than any other U.S. lender. This particular settlement of $17 billion, if it does, you know, come to fruition, would be the largest civil settlement between the U.S. government and a company. So just as a standalone settlement, this is significant, but it adds to the tens of billions of dollars Bank of America has already had to pay from the crisis.
So on this latest case, talks between Bank of America and the government have been going on for months. What took so long, and what happened now to bring about this agreement?
Earlier reports indicated that the bank was initially offering about $3 billion in a settlement, far below what the government initially was seeking. I think things sped up, you know, after there was a ruling by a judge last week against Bank of America in the so-called Hustle lawsuit, which involved mortgages that predated its purchase of Countrywide. But that adverse opinion seemed to have sped up talks between the government and the bank. And here we are with, it looks like we're closing in on a settlement announcement, but nothing has been finalized, so anything can happen.
And you also reported that there was a phone call from or between U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan.
That's correct. Our sources have told us that the bank increased its overall settlement offer after, you know, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder talked by phone last week. And it's interesting that that conversation took place because the bank has been seeking for Brian Moynihan to have a meeting with Mr. Holder, and those previous requests was rebuffed by Mr. Holder because, according to our sources, the sides were just too far apart.
Well, not everyone's praising this reported settlement. Some critics say that even at $16 or $17 billion, Bank of America would be getting off relatively easy given the scope of the case and the impact of the housing crisis on consumers. I guess it depends on your perspective.
One of the criticisms that people have had about settlements between banks and the government over the financial crisis is the actual benefit that the settlements have had on homeowners and home buyers. And the question is, should, you know, $9 billion of this Bank of America settlement go to the Treasury? Should all $16 or $17 billion go to homeowners and potential home buyers?
And are we at or near the end of the line now on these major investigations stemming from the financial meltdown?
I think we're getting closer to the end, but you really can never say that we're done until we're done, right? Because it seems, and analysts will tell you this all the time, and investors will tell you this all the time as well, it seems that once we announce one, another new one pops up. So I think it's anyone's best guess as to whether we're done.
Dion Roberts, reporter with the Charlotte Observer, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.